Coming up on TMS, what the hell does cranial fun mean?
Sci-fi loses a big one.
So what's Naked Man up to these days?
Excelsior!
The cat really did come back.
Lots of shows got canceled this year.
Casey Kasem is nowhere to be found.
Fitness Geek.
The jury duty.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Oh, there's lasagna with ricotta, which I really love a lot of. Pizza with pepperoni, mozzarella, no bologna. A gorgeous thing, creamy chicken a la king. Weight Watchers has 23 entrees. That's more deliciousness than anybody else. 23 including chicken sweet and sour, southern fried or cacciatore, spaghetti, ravioli, ham, ziti, macaroni, this filet or fish or fratin. Oh, now what have I forgotten? Weight Watchers. This is living.
That's why you ladies should take the very best care of your hair, especially in shampooing.
The Morning Stream.
Let's do the time warp again.
I don't know why he ended so quick. There was no "this is the morning stream." That's weird. I guess we'll just wait. Let me check that again.
Let's do the time warp again.
Yeah, that's all there is. Oh, all right. We'll do the time warp again, baby.
Woo! He really wants us to do the Recce Hart picture show for Film Sack.
You know, if there's one way to give us a hint, that's one way, I suppose.
There's your Nerdtacular live Film Sack.
Don't think so?
It's just too... No, I think it's too iconic and... Yeah.
I feel like... So, generationally speaking, I was for you and I, obviously. You
Plus
and
you I see Columbia's nipple.
No. But I wonder... I mean, I'm standing by my guns on this, which is we got to do something that's visually campy as well as overall campy. Because I got to show them clips, yo.
For me, I think, and it's funny we're talking about this here. I'm sorry, I steered us into this direction. It wasn't intentional, but the Molly Ringwald one, was it Battle Beyond the Stars?
Possibly that would be all
something
right.
Something along those lines. That would be visually fantastic. I mean, you get your. Ironside, Michael Ironside. You got the very first film appearance, I believe, of Molly Ringwald.
Oh, her first, her film debut. So this is like before the 16 Candles and all that.
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
Well. Before all that, there's this one scene where she's on this faraway desert planet and she applies makeup, applies lipstick using only her chest.
Oh, and shut up.
No, I'm kidding.
She does that. I was going to say, she does that in Breakfast Club, and you had me thinking that she was just like doing a
it's
nod to that or something. It's like her I'll Be
in
Back.
Breakfast Club, she was paying homage.
It's her Schwarzenegger. That's great.
That's right.
I wish that was true now.
I don't think it was Zone Hunter, ironic name. I think it's like, it's not Forbidden Zone either. No. That's a Danny Elfman.
That's not it.
Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo joint.
Yeah, that was that.
And that's tough to watch.
Yeah, you can't get through about 5 minutes of that before you're like, I think I get what's going here. But I kind of have a feel for what the rest of the movie is, and I don't need to see the rest. All right. Someone will find it.
Anyway, yeah.
Look it up. Molly Ringwald. Maybe we will perhaps consider it. The list is shrinking.
There it is. There it is. Space Hunter Adventures in the Forbidden Zone. Okay, yes. So that's the full name.
All right. And that was a straight-up movie you could go to the theater and see.
You could not only see that in the theater, you could see it in 3D in the theater.
Good Lord.
And, I saw that thing in the freaking theater.
the lipstick in between her boobs, it's like it's in 3D. Fantastic. That's great.
Peter Strauss. Oh, yeah. We'll have to see if that thing is streaming, because if not, we'll be supplying DVDs to the entire audience. Yeah. Oh, Ernie Hudson in that one, too.
No way. That's great.
Yes.
He's the other Ghostbuster, you guys.
He's the other Ghostbuster. Anyway. All right. So, hey.
Hey, what's going on? It's TMS for Tuesday, 13th of May, 2014, 8:06 a.m. Mountain Time Zone, the only time zone that matters. And we have things to do here. We may as well get to them. I didn't take time yesterday. Was it? Today's Tuesday, yeah. I didn't take time yesterday to thank everybody for helping Wendy and I get off the ground, the therapy show, but we did reach our initial goal.
Yay!
It's still there. I'm not going to pound it into people's heads because we did get what we were looking for, and there's still a big chunk of time left on that thing. So if you still want time to contribute and wanted to get in on some of those goals, One of which is if we double it like we did with Autopilot, we'll do two seasons. But again, you know, there's everybody who's helped just really got us over the edge. And if anybody else wants to go over there and help out, you can. Certainly up to you, but there is some cool rewards to be had. So one more time, all you got to do is go to tiny.cc/therapy show. Go check it out. All right. You got to help me explain something, Brian.
Okay.
Got an email. Email said simply this. Here's the quote. This is the body of the email. I want to say the subject line was just RE colon and then nothing. Okay. You know how you get those sometimes?
So they replied to blank.
Yep. Just nothing.
Yeah.
And it said, now I thought it was spam at first, but you'll see why I'm confused here in a second. So it said, cranial fun with a question mark, sweltering fender benders question mark. Don't you know it? Love the show though, Ken. Now, from cranial fun, sweltering fender benders, don't you know it? That all looks like spam, and it's this, part has the apostrophe after the
apostrophe
O.
Between the O and the N.
Yeah.
don't.
But then love the show though at the end is totally a TMS thing.
Yeah.
So I can't get away from this weirdness. It's either in the Walmart parking lot or it's on the freeway or it's at the Burger King or it's right here in my own email inbox.
Cranial fun.
Cranial fun. Sweltering fender benders. Don't you know it? Love the show, though, Ken. Can someone explain this to me?
Wow.
Any ideas at all, Brian?
No idea.
Okay. Cranial fun and fender bender. None of these are things we've talked about?
Nothing that I think we've talked about unless they're synonyms, you know, of something we talked about, like hot sweltering fender benders. So hot. Accidents.
Hot accidents. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Okay. Wolfman in the chat says they're messing with you now. Maybe.
Sure.
I don't
know.
Now.
They're messing with you now.
Like
people haven't been messing with you for a long time.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, if it weren't for that love the show, though, I'd say, okay, yeah, this is absolute spam and don't click on any links you find in that thing. But. Mm-hmm.
And there were no links, for the record. There was nothing.
Mm. Well, there's a return address.
Let's see.
I mean, you'd be able to reply.
Oh, yeah, I could reply, I guess. I just kind of freaked out about it and didn't reply. Maybe I should.
You could say, butt nipple.
Butt nipple.
Spicy meatball. And
How about this? So I just converted.
Thanks for listening.
I just converted cranial fun, sweltering fender benders. Don't you know it? Love the show, though. I converted it to Spanish.
Okay.
Which is now diversions cranial, dabaleros de la defensa solficacanate. Don't usta esepa, me enchanta el espectaculo anque. Exactly. You know what's great if you do the Arabic one? The whole thing's in Arabic except the word don't with the wrong apostrophe. That's fantastic.
there's no translation for don't with a apostrophe in the middle of the word.
Now, I don't trust the Germans, so I translate it to German. And here's what that says.
All right.
Hern Spab, Sweltering Blechenheiden, don't sie es wissen, lieber der Show Eber.
I think Sweltering Blechenheiden might be today's show name.
Anyway, look, at home, you guys have ideas. Send us emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. I'm real curious about what your theory is on this one. All, you know, we have a billion fart gas guesses as why someone yelled fart gas at me. I think you and I have kind of settled on, they just probably said frog pants. Mm-hmm. But they'll still come in. People are still like, I got an idea. I think it's a conspiracy with the government trying to take their jobs or whatever. So that's going on. Also, did you hear that H.R. Geiger died?
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
Oh, that's bad news, man. The renowned Swiss artist H.R. Geiger died at the age of 74 as a result of injuries sustained in a fall. He passed away in a Zurich hospital. He was most famous for the alien monster he created for the movies of the same name.
Alien Monster? I don't remember a movie called Alien Monster.
That's a terrible writing, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, the whole look and feel of Alien and Aliens and everything kind of spawned from his art. But and he was actually commissioned to do that. Like, that was his job.
Right. And I assume, I don't know, did they bring him back for Prometheus or did they just reuse his... Because, I mean, obviously, they go on that ship.
Yeah, and the ship is all loaded with that look. It's a really good question. I hope at the very least, if he didn't get money, at least got credit if he wasn't directly involved. But
right.
He was 74, so it's not that old. He was a big fella lately. Goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some photos.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, that surprised me. But I'm looking at his photos or some of his artwork, and there's a couple that just had a giant, like a huge impact on me when I was growing up. And I'll tell you what they are, Brian. One is obviously the alien stuff was a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of them that really, really got me was the one with the wall of baby faces. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Oh.
Yeah,
put a link because that sounds familiar, but I don't. I didn't see it when I was looking this morning.
It's kind of freaky and gross. Like, it's not gross, but it's just, it's disturbing, I guess, is a better way to put it. Here you go. Whoops. Damn it. Okay. Didn't work. There you go. It's in the chat. I'll put it in the chat room, too. Yeah, I don't know why that thing just stuck with me.
I have seen that. That is disturbing.
When I was a kid. I mean, most of his stuff, the whole point of my 90% of it was it's disturbing. But there's also the one with the face, and I'm going to send you this one.
Okay.
This one is one of my favorite things ever.
I'm hoping it's the Emerson, Lake & Palmer deal.
I don't know, is it? You'd know that. I don't know those things.
Yes, yeah.
Is that the one?
I know that one. I think it's the one. Maybe it's not the one they used for. Let's see. I'll find that one.
I am having no idea. I want to do German voice all day. I am having no idea.
No, that is a different one from the one from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Let me pull that one up for you.
All right. I'm down with that. Don't send me any of his wiener ones. I don't want to see those.
Oh, okay. All right.
He has a lot of wiener ones.
He does have a lot of wiener ones.
I don't want to see wieners.
Here you go.
Okay.
This is a great radio. Hey, everybody. Look at these pictures, Scott.
Hey, look at these photos you can't hear. Just don't send any wiener ones. Okay, hold on. Did you send one?
I did. Yeah, it's in Skype.
Oh, let's take a look here. Ooh, it's on Photo Bucket. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that album cover opens like, so the left side is with the album cover closed, and then it opens in the middle, so it opens like a French door apart, and then you see that second image in there.
Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Forgot he did the Blondie thing, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
Wow. Yeah.
He's H.R. Giger. Anyway, he has died and fell real hard, I guess. So, sorry about that. And hope his family and everyone's good.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's like to hang out with, though, really. Like, that had to be some interesting conversation, don't you think?
That's right. Like, you wouldn't want to go out to dinner with him. Because he'd be, like, shaping his food into really disgusting and
some twisted
S&M. Oddly alien-looking. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Somehow his that quiche just doesn't look right there. Look, HR,
I could put this piece of ham from my ham sandwich over my face, and
you want to see me do it?
Because he would have that voice. Anyway, there's that guy. So sorry about that, but anyway, big influence, big deal. When I was an artist, when I was growing up, I mean, if you were into heavy metal and you lived in the 80s and you and you drew on stuff, that guy was one of your. He was one of your gods. Mm-hmm. He was one of your dudes. You would go to study hall because you're in trouble or something, and you would scratch his stuff on the desk. You'd make like a little alien head.
Well, I mean, you'd always get like, you know, if they had the book of his collection, his work in the library, you'd always like grab that one. And
yeah, you would. And you'd just dig into that thing and you'd love it. And you'd have Queensryche on your Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude. I lived then. I know what's up.
Totally.
Garrett Weinzierl, if you're listening to the show, I want to wish you a happy engagement.
Yay!
He done got engaged to be hitched, Brian.
On a cruise, even.
He did. He took his girlfriend on a cruise, and he done gave her a ring.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeehaw. Yeah, they're totally getting married. And
epic ring. He gave her an epic ring card.
Yeah.
The ring that gives you the first turn, I think, is what he gave her.
So I want to say grats to her. Grats to her for marrying one of the last remaining actual giants on the earth, who is 7'9", or whatever he is, and... We're proud of him. We're proud of little Garrett.
There's few people probably on earth that make you feel short.
Garrett's one of them, man. Now it doesn't help that he adds like 4 inches to that hair every time I see it.
That's right.
Anyway, congrats to both of you. That's fantastic news.
You married a very lucky frost giant.
He really is tall. Like, it's kind of freaky because you don't think about him that way until you meet him. You see him in, at like BlizzCon. You're like, oh, Lord. But welcome to the club of the people they say are going to die early, because tall people die early. Have you heard that? That's a true thing.
Oh, no, I haven't.
On average, tall people die early. Their hearts go out early because they have the extremities to which they have to pump blood to are further than regular people.
Extremity? Seriously?
Yeah. So the guys like Mickey Rooney lived to be 120 because he's like 4 foot nothing, right?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
But then, like, who does the chaos theory on the Leaf?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. That guy's not going to be long for this world, all I'm getting at, because he's like 6-something, right? 6-7 or something. So taller you are, I don't know why I'm using actors as an example, but there's some medical something about height correlating to earlier death than short folk. So Tom Cruise, F you. All right, moving on. Let's get to Daryl. Want to do Daryl?
Yeah, let's do Daryl. Okay, please. Please. For Pete's sake.
I can't help it.
Before we all die of tall.
I know. I don't want to die of tall. You're a tall guy, too.
I am.
We're screwed. Yeah. Me and you are screwed.
But I balance it out with fat.
Oh.
Actually.
Solution.
You know, I haven't been weighing myself, but I think with all the biking that I've been doing lately before the blizzard of May.
So dumb that it's so snowy, dude.
Yeah, but I was doing pretty well bike-wise and losing weight-wise, so.
I'm down to 202, baby.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. It's Stump a Truck Nerd, brought to you by...
Hey, beer lovers, be sure to check out the Hopcast, your premier craft beer podcast. Visit hop-cast.com to watch the latest episodes where Brad Chmuskilewski and Ken Hunemeiter review new beers, interview brewers, and even help improve your beer knowledge. With over 200 episodes, it's sure to keep those taste buds coming back for more. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the Hopcast on iTunes.
Cheers.
Something like that.
Exactly. You know what? It basically just said, you know what? We're just going to go forward. We'll watch that name disappear in the rearview mirror as we continue through the read.
Just keep plowing through. It's like the pig in Toy Story 2 when they were trying to go back to the channel they were trying to watch, and they just decided to keep going because it's faster to go around then. So.
Exactly.
Daryl, are you there?
Yes. No words can stop Brian.
No, ever. No. Right? That's the truth. Daryl, you didn't get your box either of the...
No.
The hands-free communication Jabra candy box. You didn't get that.
No.
All right.
Tastes like something that's been in your ear. Delicious.
Now, it is entirely possible. You know what? I should read this. He gave me three separate things. It's possible I meant to forward these. I didn't think about that. They're different flavors really? That you can get.
Did he give you three copies of the letter?
No. It says, loving the work you guys do at TMS. 10 times before. Pulled something. Okay. Have great... okay, there should be enough in each pack to share with your families. Okay, there should be enough in each pack to share with your families, but I look forward to your reactions on the show. That makes me think I'm supposed to forward these.
Oh, yeah, probably.
In each pack, though. Each pack?
So there are three different flavors of Tim Tams, three different container flavors of Tim Tams.
That you can get.
Gotcha. But
and
it's
they're,
not.
And they're three. So they're, yeah, they're three boxes or three little, like, I don't know what to call these. They're almost like somebody took an Oreo bag and shrunk it down to about a tenth the size of an Oreo bag. That's how big these are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are, let's see, chocolate brownie, raspberry white chocolate, and salted caramel.
Is there enough in each bag to split three ways? Or would you just send a bag to me?
Well, there's five biscuits per thing. That doesn't seem like a lot.
Does not.
I'm gonna. You know what? He'll hear this and he'll tell us.
I was gonna say yeah, or send him a quick email and say just to make sure.
Yeah, we'll do that. So don't worry about it, Daryl. Good to have you here. It's Trek nerd time. Let's do a Star Trek trivia question. These are prepared by Mike. He's the devious little soul that puts these together. And your first question today, your only question really. I'm not gonna ask more than one. Is a Next Generation one. And it's about the episode The First Duty.
Oh,
I know, right? I laughed, too. In fact, here, Brian, look at the paragraph now. In the Next Generation episode, The First Duty. See that? See what I did there? See how I changed it?
First Duty.
You see that? Okay.
I see what you did there.
Wesley! and his flight team are under investigation by Starfleet Academy. It'd be cool if he had a fight team, wouldn't it?
Fight team.
They were doing illegal flight maneuvers and when one member of the flight team died. What was the name of this flight team? And this is the one that had Commander Paris. He wasn't playing that character, but it was the actor who played Paris.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he was the jerk in this.
He was the leader of Wesley's group, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the one that was trying to get Wesley to lie on
You will oath. Do what I say because I'm the leader of our little team.
But I don't want to.
That's the one, yeah, and this one Picard chewed him out.
But it's not true.
Yeah, he gave him hell.
Totally did.
I remember feeling...
You're not fit to wear that uniform, Wesley.
I remember feeling really, really... that feeling that you would get if your parents called you on something you did bad. Yeah. I remember feeling that way. It's funny how a show can do that. Anyway, so which were they called? Were they called the Nova Squadron, the Delta Squadron, the Epsilon Squadron, or the Sigma Squadron? It's a pretty good question in terms of difficulty level, I believe. But before you answer that, mull those around, put those in your head, swash them around a little bit, let them marinate in your brain juice. Let that happen. Ooh, Daryl's brain juice. How gross. tell us birthdays. Who should we care about having a birthday on the same day that H.R. Geiger died?
Yeah. Well, that would be Mark Shostrom. He is 58. He was a sculptor and makeup artist on DS9, Voyager, and Generations.
Nice. Is he still working today? Still doing other stuff?
I assume so. He's young enough.
Yeah, those guys, I don't feel like you'd retire if you're doing something that cool, you know?
No, you just do it forever.
Do it until you can't.
He's responsible for all those weird Ferengi noses that each have a different pattern, and someone's got zigzags, another one's got scale-looking things.
Brian's really into those Ferengi episodes. Loves them. Loves them.
God.
Clearly, you're
I'm in. Still... I think I just finished... it's one where Quark has to dress up as a woman, or actually gets a sex change.
Yeah, he has to be, and he has feelings and things.
The whole ear thing, exactly. Oh my god, if there was a way to watch it on 1.5 speed,
yeah,
like in my
podcast, sure,
I would have watched that. Yeah,
that's funny. I remember that one. Isn't he trying to get in with? He's trying to pretend like he's the queen or something, or
well, he's trying to pretend that he's the advisor to Grandmaster Nagus. That's been helping, you know, and but it's really his mom who's in the infirmary because he gave her heart problems by yelling at her.
Yeah,
God,
Grandmaster Nagus.
It even hurts to friggin' describe it.
It sounds like a guy who helped raise Bran Stark in the Game of Thrones.
Grandmaster Nagus.
It totally sounds like that. One of those maester guys.
Wallace Shawn.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
So, all right. So, good on him, though. That's great. I admire, you know who I admire? I admire makeup people. I really do.
And yeah, like, yeah, no kidding.
Those guys that do the practical effects on faces and stuff, that is awesome work. Like, what did we just see, the Stan Winston thing? Oh, the Relic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not his best work, or maybe his most even obvious work, because it's all in the dark all the time.
Still.
But he's so good, man.
Yeah, I've done that stuff. It's not easy.
No, none of it is.
Sorry, I guess it's just Grand Nagus, not Grandmaster Nagus.
Yeah, you're still,
I was just letting you go down the rap.
His rap name? Grandmaster
this
Nagus.
It's not a test.
That's awesome. And the chicken tastes like wood. All right. So, Daryl, let's get back to it here. So you got your four options. You got Nova, Delta, Epsilon, or Sigma Squadron. Which one of those did Wesley belong to that killed a dude? What killed a man?
Well, I just happen to know it because, well, I just know it. Okay. And I think when it comes to Commander Paris, I think that's the same character. Even though, you know, they say it's not and it's the same actor playing a different guy, I just can't see it any other way.
Well, Paris springs from a similar problem, though, right? Paris had screwed up. He was playing pool and okay, avoiding responsibility because of his screw ups. Like, it all seemed to match the personality type for sure. So I'm kind of with you. Like, it's like, I know he's not the character, but then it's like me and Odo, right? Odo, shapeshifter from DS9, mm-hmm. played by Rene Auberjonois.
Cisco.
when he was in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, he played a assassin, human, but looked just like, or dressed up like a Klingon, or had some surgery done to look like a Klingon to do the assassination, so it looked like the Klingons had killed everybody, or that they had assassinated the president, that weird president with the long hair, the Jesus president.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he to me, that's Odo. That's a shapeshifter, because they all look like Odo anyway, so that's just another Odo up there doing that. So I've got these things, like Tuvok was in that too, by the way, and he also played a Klingon assassin, and I just like to think, well, pretty much all the Voyager and DS9 people were already shown to us at some point or another. They're all Easter egged in early.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I'm with Daryl on this. I'm going to put this lifesaver to the side here.
And you know what would be great too is in Deep Space Nine, having a shapeshifter who actually shapeshifts more than three times throughout the entire run of the series.
I agree.
Yes.
It's all budget, right? Is that what probably boiled down to?
Yeah. It's like his hands turned to jelly a couple times, but as far as shapeshifting, he's done it like three times.
Is it? Does he still sleep in the bucket? He sleeps in a bucket.
Yeah, he's back to sleeping in the bucket. He was human for, or he was solid for a little while as he.
Because their CGI melt into liquid tech then, blue. It was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah. It was not T2 stuff. Man.
No. But even, I mean,
Seem to have any laws of physics involved there. Like, he could turn into a mouse and you could carry him around and then he would morph into a big elephant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like his mass changed all the time.
He was like the girl Wonder Twin. He could turn into animals and stuff. And then he could sleep in a bucket like the boy Wonder Twin. So that's weird.
Right.
He was the Wonder Twins.
He was the one. Odo powers activate.
Just needed a monkey.
Benson.
Gleek. You do a pretty good Rene Auberjonois, I gotta say. It's really not too bad. All right. And don't forget how good he was in Boston Legal. He was the head of the law firm, like the main partner in the law firm that Kirk belonged to. Shatner's character worked for him, and so did what's his name, Spader. But the point is, Odo and Kirk in the same show is my point.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big whoop.
Whenever that happens, I just think the creators thought, well, we want to make Star Trek, but we can't, so we'll do this.
I wonder that too.
We'll make a law firm filled with Star Trek people.
I still say, what's his director, man, who did the Prestige? I still say he made that movie just to get Wolverine and Batman going fighting each other. I'm sure of it at that point.
Can we have them beam into court? No. No, we can't do that? Okay.
All right, Daryl, let's see if you're... Oh, did you say the answer? I don't even... Yeah. Did you say it? I don't remember.
Can I say yes? And then you can just...
You guys see what the answer is. What's the answer?
Oh, that's the answer, damn it.
I'll say Nova.
Nova, let's find out.
Congratulations!
Nicely done.
You're a winner!
Nova Squadron, also my favorite ghost character in the StarCraft universe. She's awesome. Nova Squadron. Wesley and the rest of Nova Squadron are under investigation. Tom Paris tells the squadron to lie to Starfleet. Picard discovers the truth, threatens to tell Starfleet what happened if Wesley does not. Wesley tells this to Tom Paris. Here's a clip of that going down. Right here. Right there.
When I got there, he told me that he knows. The covert maneuver, the cover-up, everything. He said that if I didn't come forward and tell the truth now, he would.
You said he figured it out. Does he have any evidence?
No, but he knew exactly how it happened.
Captain Picard doesn't know anything. He has a theory. So let him tell the inquiry what he thinks happened. They'll ask us, is it true? We'll say, no, sir. There's no evidence, so there's no case. We'll get off with a reprimand. I can't call Captain Picard a liar.
No, you can't. He's like your dad, man. What are you going to do? You can't lie to dad.
When this is all over, I'm joining Voyager.
Yeah, when this is over, I'm going to be on another ship. Commander Paris, come to my ready room and lie to me. So there you go. There's your deal. You did it. Way to go. You're two up this week. Two. Last week you had a perfect week. This week I feel like we're heading toward the same results. So that'll be fun. What is also fun is following Daryl on Twitter at the Trek Nerd. You can also find him on This Week in Trek and the Grumpy Cast, which just recorded, I understand.
Yes.
New one up right now. So there's that. Daryl,
it's not up yet. Oh, yeah. It will be another week. And then it will be.
Oh, a week. Man, you guys have the longest editing times. Guess when TMS goes up. 20 minutes after we stop. Boom. Yeah. Da, 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 yes. Da.
We just do it every 2 weeks because we don't want to be too grumpy.
Oh, I understand. Oh. Completely understand. All right, give us a game here. What are we doing?
Well, I was going to just keep going with the Star Trek biological molecule and all that stuff, but since you mentioned Nova,
yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to jump the tracks and ask this question.
Okay.
Is this a Federation starship or Canadian superhero?
All right.
Back to the Canadian superheroes.
Yes, Nova.
All right. Well, there was a Nova in the comics. Actually, there were a couple Novas. One of the Novas was a Herald of Galactus, mm-hmm. but she wasn't Canadian.
No.
The other Nova was, I want to say, Richard Rider, and he was...
I love the idea that anything associated with Galactus might actually be Canadian, though. That's funny.
The Canadian. Oh, sorry. We're going to eat your planet now.
Sorry. Oh, time to eat your planet. I'm so sorry. That's great.
I don't
feel like there is... I don't know enough about Alpha Flight and stuff and all those other ancillary characters to say. I'm totally uneducated on their stuff.
I don't remember a Nova in Alpha Flight either.
It does sound like a hero name, though, that would be that feels like the right... Yeah. It feels right, but I don't know.
But the other option is a Star Trek thing, or is this a specific Star Trek...
Federation Starship.
Oh, Federation Starship. I say it's the Starship, honestly.
The FC or the Federation Starship Nova has entered. Yeah, I think that sounds all right. We'll say it's Starship.
Oh, I should have just kept with my normal questions. It's from Voyager. It's a ship.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Bad, Daryl. I cut you off while you were talking. Bad.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by the following. Do you need supplemental income that works with your schedule? Tailgrass Talent Group is now hiring promotional models and in-store demonstrators. Representing major brands from top marketers, Tailgrass Talent helps marketers launch new products by introducing those brands to customers across the U.S. Go to bit.ly/... Oh, Tallgrass. Did I say Tailgrass? Tallgrass.
I think you said Tallgrass.
I did say Tallgrass.
I thought you did.
Sorry, let's try this one more time here. go to bit.ly/tallgrassapply to apply or email holly.cuppy, that's holly.cuppy, at tallgrasstalentgroup.com for more information.
What a cool name. Cuppy.
Holly Cuppy.
Holly Cuppy.
Holly Cuppy.
Fun to say.
Holly Cuppy supported the Secret Identity Project, and I had to send out some free play and Smooth Federation.
That's a name you do not forget.
No, for sure.
It's really good. It's fun to say. Mm-hmm. I wish my name was more fun to say. Scott Johnson. So lame. let's get into it here. Let's pull the gloves off. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Naked man on embarrassing or embarrassing on embalming fluid. So the dude's taking embalming fluid. I guess that's a thing. Ooh. Why would you? You have gone down. You are at the bottom of the proverbial drug barrel.
Yeah,
if you are
you're getting
doing
high
that.
With embalming fluid.
What is it? I want to dig into that some and see how that actually works. But anyway, naked man on embalming fluid screams surfboard, Beyonce style.
Does Beyonce scream surfboard?
I don't know. But I do have, there's video here. I've not actually played it because I wanted to be surprised. So I'm hoping my lack of preparation will actually.
Let's hear it for smartphones and people videotaping, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude. We live in a magical time. It's a magical era to be alive.
Oh, there he is right there.
Let's see here.
Tense moments in Northwest Houston today when a man stripped down and wandered naked near a busy intersection. Drew Caritas has more on the efforts
Drew
to Caritas. Get him
Thank
off
goodness
the
he's
street.
On the side there. Drew Caritas.
Like, no way. He's not naked. He's naked.
Naked and in front of a crowd.
Well, I didn't know what was next, so I wanted to capture everything and show people that what I witnessed.
So Chad Arsenault pulled out his iPhone and started rolling.
World star! He was doing the Beyonce, the surfboard, he was twerking, he was doing the nay-nay. Every dance that's out right now, he was doing.
Arsenault wasn't the only one recording the bizarre and disturbing event at the busy intersection of West Gulf Bend.
Okay, I want to hear him do the surfboard.
I think it's sickening. It's disgusting. It's gross. It's nasty.
It's nasty because we have kids in this community.
Oh, my gosh. Look who's saying it's nasty. Did you see her?
No, no.
She's nasty. Anyway.
And several
Come
of
on,
those
sing,
kids
dude.
Saw the man dancing and making obscene gestures in the median, including this little girl.
But I'm just happy that my kids weren't here to see it. Oh, you know, yeah. That's too much.
Yeah, it's just too much. All right, well, they're not singing is the problem. Way to lead me with a freaking worm and then give me nothing in the end.
No kidding.
Anyway, I guess he's screaming surfboard.
Did he do the Dougie? I'm just curious.
What is the Dougie? What do you do there?
I don't know.
Is that a dance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Teach me to do the Dougie. I see what you're talking about. You're talking about a woman with bright blue...
Yeah, with the big bar through her face.
And the bar through her face.
That's just nasty.
Anyway, whatever. Body piercings are fine. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Yes.
She's one to talk is all I'm saying. I mean, the guy looks like kind of a normal looking guy, but how did he even know he's on formaldehyde? Whatever.
Well, I'm sure. Look at all the people with their smart, like a whole wall. It's like the grassy knoll of people with their cameras out videotaping this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they pin him down on the ground and they're yelling at him.
No, that's not good. You don't want that. One woman.
Minute 15 seconds in that video.
Here's one. One woman. Ooh, what's her power? One woman.
One woman. Does not have any accomplices or sidekicks. Excelsior.
Always works alone.
who claimed she was, she identified herself as the man's cousin, was horrified. Quote, that's embarrassing. He's in the middle of the street, she says in the video. Something's going on with him. Evidently, he's, because he's never done this before. She said the man was up all night getting high on embalming fluid. They took the man into a mental hoo-ha to get him evaluated. It's unclear whether he faces charges. I need more on this embalming fluid as getting high drug. I need to know more about that. Because that seems really weird to me.
the last couple seconds of the video are them wrapping him in a purple sheet that they got from somewhere and then sitting on him to keep him there until the police get there.
That sounds like a...
And he's wriggling around and...
That sounds like a, what do you call it, a bad James Brown video, doesn't it?
It does.
The end.
Sit on me.
Yeah, sit on me. Put that blanket on me. And isn't that a thing he used to do? They put like a robe around him and he'd kind of like duck down in the corner and then...
Yes, right.
That's what that reminds me of.
It's a man's world!
We'll see that in theaters coming up soon because Brian and I have that in our thing.
Yes, go see that after you see Training. Well, no, what's it called? What's the one with
Neighbors.
The
Neighbors?
Oh, Neighbors. Well, go see Neighbors.
Oh,
we also
and then,
bought the Kevin Costner business.
Right. What do you call it when a recruit... No, not recruitment day. Draft Day. Go see Draft Day.
Go see Draft Day.
Yeah. Go see all the movies you don't want to see. Go see those. All right. There's some good news. The cat came home, not the very next day, but 3 years later.
Holy cow.
After the Japanese tsunami, or as I would have said in some years past, the tsunami. Don't drink right before I'm going to say something dumb. Suka may be the luckiest cat alive. The Japanese short-haired kitty was reunited with its owners more than 3 years after a tsunami ravaged the city of Ufanato, Japan. Sukiya's owners, Kazuko Yamagishi.
Mm-hmm.
Gishi? All right.
Yamagishi, sure.
And her husband, Taiko. Speaking of sidekick, sounds like a sidekick, doesn't it? Come, Taiko. We've got to stop Mendoza.
I was just going to say, where this is going, also after the Mendoza brothers.
I love the Mendozas. The Mendoza crime family is my favorite fictitious crime family. I'm going to refer to them all the time now. It's just the way it is.
Somebody's coming in Hurtacular, going to cosplay as the Mendoza brothers crime family.
Whoever comes as the Mendozas, I will... give you something cool at Nerdtacular. I can promise you that. So you
get it in writing, folks.
Yeah, I'll do it. I really will.
Forget about this.
Yeah. Let's see. We're relieved. They were relieved to find her home still standing after March 11, 2011's tsunami that devastated the region. The cat had gone away, but and they gave up. Like, by the way, months long they searched for this cat. Mm-hmm. Never found the cat. The cat they found suddenly curled up nearby in a nearby forest, nearly 10 miles from Ufundtato. He was friendly and wore a collar. nobody, I think they're talking about the dude. No,
Taiko
I think,
or Asuka?
Yeah. Taiko, the sidekick. Nobody came looking for him, so the couple put out an ad in a local newspaper when they, whatever. But the cat was there the whole time. They found him. Everything's good and everyone's happy.
Okay, so the cat didn't find his way back.
No, they just
eventually
found
the cat 10 miles from
yeah.
their city and brought him back.
Brought him home. But the bottom line is, cats survive everything, man. Like, that's the crazy bit. 3 years late. 3 years. That's a long time.
That is crazy.
A baby was born and is now walking and bumping into crap and eating quarters and stuff by the time your cat got back. Think of it that way.
The baby was friendly and wore a collar.
Some guy's only got his senior year in college left. He started as a sophomore in college, had to be a pledge at some terrible frat, and he hated it, and he was having to walk around shirtless at some party and serve drinks and stuff. And here he is all these years later getting ready to decide what graduate school he's going to go to.
Damn, when you put it like that.
Yeah, I'm all about the perspective, dude. All about the perspective. 3 years ago, the Mendozas were on the run. Now we've got Mendoza Sr. in prison.
We've already turned the cat's room into a sewing room for my wife. No place for him to sleep.
The cat's room. I love that you would
have
a
room. We rented out his room.
Fantastic. HelloFresh.com, sponsoring the show. So if you want to bring your cat home, I'd guarantee you this. You'd make a big plate of the HelloFresh and you put it outside. That'll drive all the cats to your house. You don't want to do that, though. You want to eat it for yourself. HelloFresh.com with amazing recipes. We talked about this month's or this week's last week or yesterday.
Oh, that sausage pizza. I don't know if they're yet available in my area, but I just want those. I want those little recipe cards. I'll go out and get the ingredients myself because that food was so damn good.
I know. So good. Now, I'm told they are constantly adding new locations, which is what you want.
Yes. Maybe.
Let's see if I can find out real quick about your Denver question. It's in here somewhere.
Give us a mouthful of the Denver.
Of the Denver. Anyway, it's great. They send these farm fresh ingredients to your house. They're all created healthy recipes from actual chefs who do this stuff. They deliver weekly for free, so they don't charge you extra to ship the stuff. You make some great meal in like 30 minutes or less. Boom, you're the happiest dude on the planet. I would like to save you some money for your first order. Go to HelloFresh.com, try it out, and for 50% off your first time order, MorningStream. One code, all one word, MorningStream. Is your code at HelloFresh.com. I recommend you try it out. We loved it, and so will you.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by...
The Diablo Show, hosted by Scott and filled with all things Diablo.
Oh, say episode 3 is up.
Episode 3 is up and available now, as well as episodes 1 and 2, but not episode 4. Check out frogpants.com/Diablo and subscribe.
30,000 listeners, can't be wrong. Somehow we're doing really well there, and I don't know why. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's because of the Scott magic.
I guess, but also I think you're right. The demand was there, and there's some other shows and stuff, but I just feel like we were hitting it at the right time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, enjoy it. It's good. I think. I like it. Let's look at some canceled shows for 2014. All right.
Oh boy, yeah.
you're not gonna like this, dude.
There's already one I know. Community. That's the one that bums me out.
That one is really but there's some Netflix talk big time right now about that.
Good. Oh God, that'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't it though? Be great.
Oh yeah.
So here we go.
Six seasons in a movie.
Yeah, that's what you want. shows canceled or ending in 2014. ABC's The Assets. Don't know what that is. Back in the Game, Betrayal.
Some of these I didn't even know were shows.
Yeah,
honestly.
I know, it's weird. Killer Woman, Lucky Seven.
The Sofia Vergara thing is Killer Woman.
Oh, she had her own show?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she already had her own show.
Well, she did. It was one that was produced by her. It was like a bunch of angry women.
Well, that doesn't sound fun.
No.
Not interested in that. Lucky Seven, Mind Games, Mixology, The Neighbors. Not the film you should go out and see right now called Neighbors. Right. Everybody. No. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I'm guessing that's a...
That's a spinoff of Once Upon a Time, yeah.
Hey, we want to have more success with the fairy tale movie shows. We need to have Once Upon a Time New York.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time Las Vegas. Chicago.
That's great.
Suburgatory. Super fun night and trophy wife.
No surprise there. Yeah. No surprise on a lot of these.
Yeah, the ABC lineup, those all look like they needed to go.
Yeah.
CBS, Bad Teacher, The Crazy Ones, Friends with Better Lives, Hostages, How I Met Your Mother, Intelligence.
How I Met Your Mother didn't get canceled.
They say canceled or ending, so.
Okay.
So, phew. Right. Yeah, we don't want to besmirch your favorite show of 2013, dude.
Wasn't my favorite show, Twin Peaks.
Okay, good.
But I liked it.
I hate it. I just don't like it. Man, no, you know who I like? I like the Agent What's-Her-Name from the Avengers. I like
Yes, Kobe Smulders.
She's a hottie.
Hubba hubba.
She's real pretty. She's real pretty.
She is real pretty.
And that handsome man on there, too. What's his name? He's pretty handsome.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Nope, I don't think he's handsome at all.
Jason Segel?
Nope, he's weird looking.
Who's the other Ted? Guy? You're talking about Ted?
I think Ted's kind of good looking. This has been TMS Theater, everybody. Join us next week. Let's see. We got, what's the other one here? Oh, We Are Men. What's the crazy ones is that Robin Williams, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sophie, Sophie. What's her face? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, that's the one. Sure.
Sophia Vergeller.
Married to Freddie Prinze Sr.? No, he died.
Yeah.
NBC. Here are the ones they're ending. Believe. Crisis. I heard Crisis was really good. I am depressed to hear that's going away already, and I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's good. Oh, well, it'll give my wife something to watch on Netflix for no reason. She always does these things. Community. Boo!
Boo.
Dracula. Also, I heard that was good.
Huh. Well, now you have a short season to watch
I guess
on Netflix
so.
Or Hulu.
Growing Up Fisher. Ironside.
The Blair Underwood deal.
Oh, was it the Blair Underwood deal?
It was the reboot with Blair Underwood, yeah.
Oh, okay. The Michael J. Fox Show.
That was actually pretty good.
I don't know if I saw much.
What's her face from Breaking Bad? Marie.
Oh.
Marie!
Oh, Marie. Yeah. That's right. Because she was talking about it on the Breaking Bad podcast toward the end of the season, and I didn't know what that was going to be like. But, yeah, there you go. Revolution. Done. Out. No more. Is that the one where the power goes out and nobody
ever
turned it on?
Yep.
Okay.
So, I guess hopefully this last episode, they turn the lights back on.
That would be awesome, dude.
Oh, here's the switch over here in Duluth, Minnesota. Did anyone notice the switch is off?
Hey, it was just your fuse. I don't know if you checked it, but turned out to be just a fuse.
Is this supposed to be off?
That would be awesome. It'd be like the Griswolds trying to turn on the Christmas lights.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. That would be great. Look, and if your show's ending and you have to go out, go ahead and jump the shark. Who cares at this point?
Right.
That's awesome. All right, because, Sean Saves the World. What the hell's that? I don't know what that is.
That was Sean. It was the guy from Will and Grace, the guy who played Jack on Will and Grace.
Oh, the little spazzy
Sean,
one.
Sean, yeah.
He was kind of a spaz.
He was a little spaz, yes.
I can't remember. Sean Hayes. He's a talented guy. Welcome to the Family. Don't know what that is. That's going away.
No idea.
Now, they didn't talk about it yet, but we're ending, Modern Family. What's the Parenthood is the following year. So in 2015, that ends.
Oh, really? So it got a stay of execution? I thought for sure that...
No cancellation. They're going to finish it on their own terms. They're like,
they did a really good job of tying things up for the last episode. I thought for sure that was going
to
be it.
I feel like on NBC, you kind of have to now. I feel like those shows are like, all right, you guys, how are we going to make it look like it could be the ending just in case? Well,
it seems like they did that. It's funny. With Parks and Recreation ended with a flash forward 3 years, which seemed really bizarre for a non-series finale, right?
Yeah.
For a season finale.
Yeah. Which is weird. Well, that has another season, right? One more season,
yeah.
Then they're out.
Yep.
I still haven't caught up on it, so I don't know about that flash forward thing. Sounds interesting, though. Mm-hmm. I assume we get this. Do we get to see Nope kids? Nope children?
They didn't show any in the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Scott, what's his name? And Nope kids? What's his name?
Yes.
Adam Scott,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's you know what? He's Tom Merritt to me. I can't, for whatever reason... I can't watch him and hear him talk without thinking, it's basically Tom Merritt.
He is very Tom Merritt. You're so not wrong on that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious, dude. We're going to have to tell him that tomorrow. To round things out, The Carrie Diaries on CW, Nikita, Star-Crossed, The Tomorrow People. Don't know what any of that is. On Fox, you got Dads, Enlisted. All Dads, I hear, is atrocious.
That was the one with what's his face?
The werewolf from...
Scott Evil, right?
Yeah.
What's his face?
Scott Evil.
Scott Evil.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I still have that somewhere. I used to have that, you know.
I would hope so.
You don't know where it is. It's somewhere in here. Oh, I know where it is. No, I don't. I don't know where it is.
Hey.
I'll play Shatner
all
instead.
Right, that's all right.
Let's see. Fox has got your Dad. You're Enlisted. You're Raising Hope. Oh, I love Raising Hope. Although that just ended. They did their final stuff.
They did. They knew it was coming.
And that show's great. If you've not seen that show, Raising Hope, you are missing out. It's
not seen it.
Fan freaking tastic. It's all on Netflix, dude. Just binge that thing. It's so good.
Cool. All right.
Rake, Surviving Jack, and The X Factor.
I like how they give you shows renewed for the 2014-2015 season. Why not just put all the ones we didn't mention?
Yeah, everything else. How about that? Grey's Anatomy still going? What are you doing?
Grey's Anatomy's still going. And I think Sandra Oh just had her last episode.
Oh my gosh.
It's a whole, I mean, it's basically everybody's new since the first episode of that show. I've never seen a single episode of that. But no.
CSI, that's coming back. You got your
CSI, Modern Family, Once Upon a Time. Wow, they've renewed Dancing with the Stars. I'm surprised.
What?
Hardly anybody watches that show.
It's fantastic. Nice to see Hannibal getting some love. That's a really good show.
Cool.
Parenthood, although final season. One more season. Let's see.
There it is. Parenthood. Look at that.
Shit, Taco Fire.
Final, a 13-episode season. That's great.
Yeah. Law and Order, final. FVU. Still on CPR. Parks and Rec. And, you got your Arrow coming back. That's good. Supernatural. Mm-hmm. That does well. Skip ahead here to Fox. Family Guy, Simpsons, Sleepy Hollow. Well, Sleepy Hollow is highly rated. Mm-hmm. Bob's Burgers.
Yay.
For the life of me, I don't know why the following continues to go. I just don't think it's good. I can't enjoy
it. We were having a hard time with it this season, and it just wasn't. The first season I thought was really good, but the second season was.
It's just kind of.
Blacklist was fantastic, though. Yeah, Blacklist just ended last night.
Is that coming back?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, good.
It's on the renewal list.
Bones again.
Yep.
Glee. Oh, final season in 2015. So everyone will be 38 when that ends. Still in high. Are they all in high school still? I don't even know.
I don't even know, but.
I don't care.
Mad Men, not on the list, but it's going to be last season, 2015.
Yeah, it's a half season, right? They're doing like Breaking Bad did.
Right. Yes, that's right.
This is the first of that half or something that we're in now.
Yep. Justified.
Oh, yeah. You don't take Justified off the air. They do it under their own terms, damn it.
That's right. That's right.
You let Raylan Givens walk into that bar and you let him tell you when the show's going off the air. I know how that goes.
I still have almost the entire season on DVR and I haven't watched it yet. Fargo, I've got DVR'd, and everybody I talk to about that show says it's fantastic.
I have also been saving up episodes. I have the season on iTunes. I just need to watch it.
Cool. Very cool.
We should do that and then talk about that. Maybe a little extra, a little bonus thing.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Why not? Okay.
I'd love to do that.
By the way, Brian's on The Current Geek this weekend. Looking forward to that. Yay. Brian Ibbett, once again, agreeing to be on one more hour with me during the week.
I'm happy to be on. Plus, how am I ever going to beat Patrick from France?
No, never.
If I don't at least keep up with him.
Patrick is just loud. That show is lousy with Patrick. Casey Kasem's whereabouts are unclear. Hold on, I'm going to play a theme. Casey Kasem's whereabouts unclear. Judge orders an investigation. For years, Casey Kasem famously told listeners to keep their feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Concern arose Monday. For a minute, I was like, this is a Casey Kasem concern, like the Japanese companies. Anyway, Monday, where the radio personality's own feet might be at present, after his wife's lawyer told the court she had no clue as to where the 82-year-old is. Nobody knows where he is.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you lose a Casey Kasem?
I don't know. He seems like a thing you wouldn't want to lose. He could do Robin impressions from the Super Friends anytime you ask him.
That's right.
Wasn't he Shaggy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school.
Or talk about doggy death dedications.
Right. All those things.
Yes.
So he's a long time been suffering from like bad Parkinson's disease and some advanced case stuff there, but nobody knows where he is. His kids don't know where he is. Nobody knows where he is. I think that's really weird.
Yeah. Yes.
Mark my words, this is not going to end well. Something weird's going on.
No, I'm worried that you're right.
Yep, something's going on. And the thing is, he'll totally preserve. That's the funny thing, because he's all plastic now. he could be up in the attic and nobody would know, and 20 years from now, he'd still be in the same state you find him in. I guarantee it. They're going to go up there and find some just like rubber man and go, oh my gosh, you guys, I think this is Grandpa Casey. That's going to happen. And then someone will get on the radio and go, we got a letter about an 82-year-old radio dude who died in the attic. It'd be great. Anyway, you can make jokes because he's 82, see?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of worried that they're going to find him dead. And
we'll feel bad. I'm sorry. It's Casey Kasem. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know. I know you love him. When is the best time to listen to Top 40 music when Casey Kasem is cutting the hits? Well, here's when you do it. When you put a pair of tweaked audio earbuds in your head 7 great colors, 5 great styles, engineered for durability. Put them in your head. Listen to that. Listen to his dedication to some dog at the end of the thing, and then
they'll even make Ryan Seacrest sound good. He's doing it now, right? He's doing the America's Top 40.
Is he? Is that what he's doing? You know the guy's
that's
got to
be. It's got to be a rough job, right?
I don't know. I think
listen to the same. You know, I mean, there's not that much churn in the upper limits of the Top 40. And here's that same Pharrell Williams song that we played last week.
Now here's Casey Kasem. Just
the countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez. Whoops.
Did you edit that?
I thought that was the bleeped one because it says bleeped here, but that is not the bleeped one. Sorry, kids.
That is not the bleeped one.
I wish we had a 7-second delay bleeper. I don't have that here. Do not have the technology.
Nope.
Sorry, Tweak, for having that happen in your ad read as well. TweakedAudio.com is the place to go where you can hear that and not have anyone know you heard the F-bomb come out of Casey Kasem's mouth. Stream at checkout. 33% off at TweakedAudio.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the fitness geek and Justin Robert Youngman will be here. Looking forward to that. The old Catskills comedian, Justin Youngman. Remember him?
That's right. Fresh from his stint in Branson, Missouri, right. Justin Robert Young.
Take my wife, please. That's all coming up soon. But before that, Brian has some kind of music prepared.
Yes, I do. Mm. Ah, dear Shining Armor and Big Macintosh, I have this totally awesome daughter that will be turning 11 on May 13th. Hence the My Little Pony names up there. She has this wonderful gift of comedy, and no matter how stressful things get, she can always make my day a delight. To thank her for everything she is and to let her know how proud of her I am, I would love if you could play a song for her on her birthday this year. One of her favorite singers is Lenka, especially her song, The Show. And any cover Lenka has done or that others have done of Lenka's songs would be perfect. I've been listening to the podcast for several years, and even though I have to listen with my iPod Classic a day after you air, we can't have camera devices at work. You guys are an awesome way to help me wake up whenever I get to work and deal with these horrible things called mornings. Mm. Thank you so much for all you do. Love the Froyo Bros, Carrie. Mm.
They still sell the iPod Classic, by the way.
They do?
That is a thing you can go purchase.
Yeah, but you can't get the big, like, 60 gigabyte, or can you?
No, they've got the 160 gig up there. So they got
Maybe that's the one I have. Yeah, I've got one that's massive that...
200
ice warm.
249 bucks still, those things.
Wow.
It's weird that those exist, but anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you want to take like all of your music somewhere.
Yeah, plus, I guess, like, yeah. DJ, if you're DJ guys, I'll bet like they do that. That's true.
For sure.
I didn't think about that.
For sure. Anyway. Okay, so going out to Shiny Armor, Big Macintosh, or I'm sorry, going out to Carrie and Carrie's daughter. So I was wrestling back and forth with this because I do have a cover by Lenka. And it's good. It's a cover that she did for one of those, the BBC radio, deal, the Live Lounge. And it's okay. But for whatever reason, I just gravitate towards this other song that she does that is not a cover, but was from the soundtrack to Easy A, the Scarlet Letter reboot.
Oh, right.
Modernization. Mm-hmm. With Emma Stone. This is such a great song. Trouble is a Friend. And not a cover, but I'm breaking the rules because this is such a great song. And enjoy it. Going right out to Carrie.
Sounds good. This will be one of those YouTube ones where they send me a warning. That's going to be great. I can't wait to get that one. Oh, probably. They're weird that way. They don't know about your license. Those bums.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. You're legal.
Strip out everything from the F-bomb to the end of the song, and we're good.
To where Jerry says, "What's the deal?" And then we're good.
Exactly.
Here it is. Trouble with a Friend. No, Trouble is a Friend. Sorry. Trouble is a Friend. I could say something, but I won't. And when we come back, we'll do more stuff. All the things I mentioned earlier and more. Stay tuned.
The storm. Mayday, I'm being attacked by zits. Pilot to gunner, break out the Oxy 10.
Roger, Oxy's cocked and ready.
Look out, sit at 5 o'clock, fire one.
All right, Oxy clobbered it.
Watch out, another zit, dead ahead.
The benzoyl peroxide in Oxy zeroes in on zits and destroys them.
That's all of them. Let's head for home.
Oxy 10, we're winning the war against zits.
The Morning Stream. A little dabble, do ya?
Okay, we're back. We're back.
Daryl found Casey Kasem.
Oh, where was he?
He's on an Indian reservation in Washington.
Is he really?
Yes, his wife brought him there because she felt that she was about to lose control over his care. Fettered him off to an Indian reservation.
That's odd. Is that really true?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute then. How does he have that info? I'm curious. Is that written somewhere?
I have no idea.
Daryl's just got inside info on what happened to Casey Kasem. All right.
So, yes.
Fair enough.
That's all we got. That's the only information we got.
What an odd little turn of events there. All right. Well, we're going to call. Sorry, I got to lean away from the thing.
Okay.
I screwed up my software. We're going to call Bill Doran. Bill Durante. Bill Duringus.
Bill Doran. Doran.
I'm going to do a little theme for him, though, because fun times are ahead. Here we go. How about this one? Bill Durant, are you there?
Yay.
Yay. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. I've been up a long time today already.
You're so shaved. Why'd you get up so early? What's going on?
A friend of mine moved up here, and his girlfriend got a job working with my wife at Bungie.
Hmm.
So it made sense to instead of them taking the bus, to drive them there. So
lovely.
I did that this morning.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, wow.
Everything fine? The trip was well, and everyone lived? Okay.
No traffic?
That's great. Are you going to end up getting some kind of crazy early beta access to Bungie?
If I had a PlayStation 4, which I don't
yet,
then I might have been able to do that, but we don't have a PS4. So.
All right. Mm. So since you can't do that...
No, but
I do have a PS4.
Yeah,
maybe you could just put in the good word.
No, I am actually more excited about the health insurance I have now through Bungie.
Oh, lovely! That's cool.
These are the things you get excited about as an adult.
Yeah, and it's the things actually. If you're doing stuff on your own, like you've jumped out on your own, it's sure nice to have. Like I have a client who I do work for almost entirely because I get a better health plan if I do it through them than I would if I did it completely on my own, which I could do, but it's just a way for me to do it. So I do work for them here and there, and that keeps that up and going, and I'm legally part of it the way they do it, and it's nice. So that's awesome, dude. I'll bet Bungie has incredible. I mean, when your name or the name of your company is Bungie, you better have good health insurance. Okay. You know,
and it sure is a lot better than what I had before, which is nothing.
Mm. So. Yeah, that is good. Yeah. You don't want that. Speaking of healthy habits, it's a healthy habit to have insurance. Well, good. Well, what's on the mind of the health nut nerd dork today?
I got a couple of things for you guys.
I like that you didn't even blink an eye. It's just fine to be called those things. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Go for it.
I've been working through the 100 push-ups app on my phone here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have some feelings about it. I'll share it with you.
All right.
So I've been going through. I'm on week 5, and I've been doing it not every day, but every other day, except maybe on the weekends. I've been skipping it. So I've been going at it kind of casual. On the medium, there are 3 difficulties. I'm on 2, the medium difficulty. And what I've found is that every week, every time you finish, let's say 5 or a week worth of exercises, it'll say, hey, do your max. Let's see how many you can do. And I'm just over 50-ish for my max. And then it'll adjust your difficulty. It'll say, so if your max is too low, it'll go, whoa, go down to the first level there, tough guy. Mm-hmm. Or if it's too low, they'll say, okay, lazy bum, go up to the high difficulty.
It's like Diablo 3, honestly. That's what this reminds me of.
It's just like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. There are too many mobs. Those elite mob packs are killing you.
Yeah.
One of the easy ones.
Yeah.
So it keeps bumping me up to the maximum setting, the hardest difficulty. And which, you know, I guess that's good for my ego, but I've found that to be too hard.
Torment 6 is what he's talking about, yes, Diablo players.
Torment 6.
Yeah.
On the nightmare mode, and that is too many push-ups.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what it is. It's the ramp up. So one week it was like, okay, do 5 sets of push-ups, and then you'll do 12, and then 15, and then 17, and then 12 again. And then it says do 15 plus, which means do at least 15, but see how many you can do.
Mm.
And when I was doing those, I was getting up to like 50 push-ups. Yeah, doing really good. Then the next week, I could barely finish any of them. Mm. It was like, go to the highest difficulty, and then I was struggling. It was crazy. So you can go in, or I've been skipping the maxing. So it's, what's your max? And I'm like, don't ask. Stop. Go away.
Skip.
Just keep me on the medium difficulty. And I've been doing that, and now I'm doing them. Starting to do them every day, and it seems like that's the right setting for me.
Mm.
So I think what I'll do then is I'll go all the way through the whole 7-week program on the medium difficulty, and then I'll start it over again on the hardest difficulty and see if I can work my way through it there.
That's great. So that's my plan. Is it an issue that this particular app that you're using isn't granular enough for your level, or in other words, there should be other in-betweeny stuff that you could work on?
It could be, but also I think that it has a lot more to do with endurance than strength.
Yeah.
And I think I've got the strength there, but I'm lacking the endurance.
Mm.
So I think if I go through the program a couple of times, I'll start, that endurance will come.
Right.
Also, hopefully by the time I start this thing over again, I'll be like 5 pounds lighter. So those push-ups will be easier.
So for people listening who are thinking, yeah, this sounds like a thing I'd want to do, what are the recommended apps, or which one are you using?
The one I'm using is just called 100 Push-Ups.
Mm.
It's just the word 100
and
the number 100 and then the word push-ups.
Yeah, it's tricky. The reason I ask that is there are so many in there. For whatever reason, it's proliferated with these things, and they're all spelling 100. Some are spelling 100. Some are spelling 100. Some are just using the number 100. Yeah. 100 push-ups.
You know, this one's the original because the icon has the word original on it. Yeah. So it must be it.
Yeah. Weird. The original 100 push-ups app.
So I already did mine today after I dropped off my wife, got home, did my push-ups, and now it's having me do double, like, smaller sets, but double. So it'll be just 16 twice and then 14 twice or whatever.
Right.
And then I got to the max. By the end of doing all of the sets, it says, you know, now do 32 of them plus whatever else you can do.
Right.
And I did like 45, I think, and that was really hard. So I think I'm now at the right pace.
Well, we got an email from Adam.
Yeah.
And I want to read this to you because it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about push-ups, so this is perfect timing.
Wonderful.
This is Adam from a Therapy Thursday a few weeks back. I listened to the segment a few days back about doing 100 push-ups in a row. I'm currently doing push-ups and have some advice. While the training plans for doing 100 push-ups often go well into the range of 70, at least for me, I found that at a certain point, it is difficult to maintain the pace that the program expects. Is that kind of what you're running into here? Is that what you were sort of describing?
I think that's what it is. Right. It ramps up too quickly.
He says, I was also stressed nearly every time I did push-ups because each training session had me beating my old record. Here is my advice. If you feel as though you do not have as many push-ups as the program expects, or can't do as many as it expects, expect you to do in a row by doing less in a row, but more over time and closer together. For example, if the program asks 70, then do 42 minutes apart and overall do 150 that day instead of trying to do 50 and then 50 1 minute apart and 200 overall. Mm-hmm. It might take longer, but it definitely made doing push-ups less frustrating. Right now, I have done 130 in a row, and normally I do 300 in around 8 minutes every day. Good Lord, you guys are way tougher than me. I am sure you know this already, but a key is consistency. Not doing them for a week will require at least another week to catch up to where you were. Best of luck and bug a hobo.
There you go.
I don't
recommend. Good advice.
Don't bug hobos, though. That part's not good advice. They'll hit you or magically move you to another realm. Anyway, the point is this. I wanted to focus on two things there. One, he obviously is feeling similar stuff here, and this seems like a good way to pace it. And also, don't stress yourself out. Even if you're a highly competitive person, the point of this is to make you a stronger, healthier dude. And stress doesn't do that.
Yep.
Then secondly, yeah, take a week off and you're hosed. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I try and not take off more than 2 days. Yeah. So if I take a whole weekend off, then I'm feeling it on Monday. It's rough.
Yeah.
So I try not to take more than that off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. Well, anything else before we send you off into the woods?
You guys watch the, where the folks over at tested.com, oh, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You got your Will Smith, your Norman Chan. Yeah. Yeah.
They do this thing with their pal, Adam Savage. Mm-hmm. And it's a little podcast they do once a week. They call it Still Untitled, The Adam Savage Project.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they recently did one about fitness, which was really fantastic.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Also, they talked a lot about how they eat or how Adam, what his diet is and stuff. That was interesting.
So in the last few years, Adam himself has dropped roughly 30 pounds. And dude looks pretty fit, looking good. Mm-hmm. Mostly, what he's done is he used to skip lunch or just have a super light lunch because he's working during the middle of the day and he would just skip lunch. Now he says he makes sure that he eats his lunch and it's usually something that he makes himself. Mm-hmm. That way, at the end of the day, when dinner comes, he's not gorging himself and just binge eating to make up for lost calories and then overdoing it.
Yeah.
Which is, if you're going to overdo a meal, make it breakfast, not dinner.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your body's got time to deal with it before you go to sleep.
We were just talking about this yesterday. We started a new rule in the house, and the kids hate it, but we are telling them that after 7 p.m. every day on a weekday, because, you know, dinner's at like 6 or sometimes 5:30, no eating after 7.
Yeah.
Like at all. Sweet. And it's based kind of on that. Like, I kind of got the idea from that you shouldn't be pigging out at night.
They're calories you're not going to need.
Yeah.
Your body, when your body gets those calories and you don't use them during the day, your body's like, oh, let's store this. Storage means, you know, fat.
I'll just keep these in my ass.
Yeah. Hey, look, there's all kinds of room down there.
Yeah, look at that. Room
so,
to grow.
The other thing that, so when they talked about exercise with Adam and Norm, both were talking about push-ups again.
Yeah.
And what Norm said, he likes to do 100 push-ups during the day. He does 50 when he wakes up and 50 when he goes to sleep. And that's all the exercising he does. Mm. Now, if you're a busy person like these guys and you're on your feet all the day, you know, you don't have to worry about going out and jogging or running or biking or whatever. This is actually a really, really great way to just maintain. You get core strength, you get some upper body strength, you get some endurance, and it's a really easy program. You just get up, do 50 push-ups or do like, let's say, 3 sets of 15 push-ups or something, and then do the same thing before you get to bed. It takes you like 10 minutes out of your day, and it's a really great way to maintain.
Yeah, it seems all right. I like a good push-up. I'll do them. I don't do 308 minutes.
Mm-mm, no.
But I
bet you could do 50 in the morning and 50 at night.
Sure.
I'm with Scott. I like a good push-up.
Yeah. One.
And I like it when my knees are on the ground. And I like that good push-up.
You're really actually standing next to a wall and just pushing away from the wall.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's right.
And the weapon. Just turned 90 degrees, so when folks see me, I'm just totally doing a push-up.
Well, it's fine advice, damn it. People should get out there and hustle it up, all right? All right. You've heard the fitness geek before, and you know that he means business, so get on that. Also, Jim Beard on Twitter and punishprops.com. Any big projects people can look at? What's going on over there?
Well, first of all, I was on Beyond the Playlist with Jay Hammond C, so people should go check out that podcast.
He's a good interviewer, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a really great chat.
He's got a knack for that.
Yes, and the other thing is I've been so crazy busy in the shop, and I've been getting lots of video footage, but I haven't had time to edit all of it. But now is the time. I'm going to have some really cool videos. I have a secret project that I've been working on for a big company that hopefully I'll be able to talk about soon, and I've got video footage of all that too. So youtube.com/punishprops is where you can find all of that goodness once it comes out.
Go check it out. It's good stuff, man. Bill Duran, everybody. See him at Nerdtacular. He's going to do the costume contest and a cosplay panel.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Bill, stay out of trouble, man.
Okay.
Go get some good health care at Bungie. All right.
What are we doing now? Oh, I know what we're doing.
I know what we're doing. Justin Robert Youngman.
Coming on the show. I better get his theme out, because that's how we roll. I'm going to rhyme everything I say. Something, something. It's cold out, and the Mendoza boys are up to no good. Oh, here we go.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
Join me, ladies and gentlemen, in welcoming to the program comedian extraordinaire Mr. Justin Robert Youngman to the program. Hi.
That's a good name for me.
It sounds like an old Catskills comedian name.
Justin Robert Youngman.
Youngman. Sounds really good to me. Dude, you sound like where are you? In your car? Where are you?
I'm in the car, yeah. Right. I'm leaving Charlotte, North Carolina, and heading up to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's lovely. Wow. You're
we
quite
do a little red line Indiana Jones thing where they show a map and they show the Dude. Travels of Justin Robert Young.
TripIt does that for you. If you use TripIt,
oh, really?
Uh-huh. They will and for most people, it's like, oh, look, in 2009, I went from Chicago to Minneapolis.
Do they provide a suspicious looking German man looking over his paper at you?
They do not. No.
Oh, man. Forget it.
But they have top men working on it.
Yes. That's an add-on, actually. That's part of TripIt Pro. TripIt Pro, you can find all sorts of suspicious Nazi agents that are checking your papers.
Oh, good. Well, then there's that.
No ticket.
No. I saw another quick thing before you launch into whatever you have to tell us today.
Yeah.
There's an Instagram photo of you smoking a giant stogie, holding some sort of alcoholic beverage in the same hand, I want to say, possibly. Because you had to use the phone to take the picture, I think. And you're sporting what I can only describe as one of the finest beards you've ever grown.
It's a good one.
What were you down there for? What was this party you were at?
Well, so Charlotte, I'm here. I was here for a Go game. I'm actually in the car with my very patient assistant and new employee for the Go game, Brittany, who's...
Lovely.
I just had to, man, imagine explaining that. Like, you're just like, oh no, there's friends on the internet that I need to talk to. You need to pull over the car immediately.
Yeah. You need to go talk to Be Funny Funny online.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you going to talk about? And I'm like,
words stuff.
Really,
it's just going to come to you. Yep.
It's just, you know, we're going to play it by ear. We're going to call it in the ring.
All right. That's what we do.
So, yeah. I was here for a Go game, and I've got a Brazilian cousin in Charlotte because
you had me I got a Brazilian, but keep going.
Yeah, so he's living here in Charlotte, and he's like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna come in, I'll stay at your place. And he's like, oh, cousin, you gotta come in, the beer, bourbon, and barbecue festival is that weekend, you gotta come in a day early. So I'm like, all right. So I come, and that's what that was. And I'll tell you, here's the thing about Charlotte likes to drink, man. Like, it was the beer, bourbon, and barbecue festival, and if I were to rank them in order, the things I was most excited about was barbecue, then beer, then bourbon.
Yeah.
And there was plenty of beer, and, hoo boy, a ton of bourbon, and two stands of barbecue. Like, wow. It was like barbecue was literally just, I think they had to put it on the name, but like to get a license, because right. You can't just bring a bunch of Southerners out to a field and get them drunk and let them drive away.
Beer and bourbon festival sounds a lot more dangerous than...
May contain barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes, there's... And, like, here's the thing is, like, you bought a thing and, like, that little glass that I had in my hand, that was, like, you brought that around and they would just keep filling it up with beer and different bourbons and all sorts of... And Four Loko, oddly enough. I don't know where Four Loko falls on the family tree of beer and bourbon, but at some point Four Loko showed up too.
Wow, that's crazy.
All that's free, or at least free with your ticket. And then the barbecue you had to pay for. It's like such a sham.
Well, it's good time though, right? I mean,
it was fun.
That beard is splendid.
So the beard, I think here's the key with the beard is that now I got these little gray. It's like you know, like the 90s people used to do frosted tips.
Yep.
Like, yep. I'm having that, but with like just little gray sprouts at the end of my beard.
Yes.
Like the point of my beard is just getting slightly gray, which I think has a color contrast that it had not experienced.
I like it. I think it's cool, and I love that you're getting it at 30. I think that's amazing. And I also think that my favorite thing to yell at those kids from the 90s is you 90s people with your frosted tips. It's one of my favorite things to say.
How often do you get to trot that one out?
Not very. Oddly enough. Yeah, it's a little...
I like to think that it was just like a random expletive that like, you know, like you're not able to get into Hearthstone and you just scream, you damn 90s kids and your frosted tips.
I just assume everybody on the other side is like a Lance Bass type with frosted tips.
Sure. No, they're all yelling at each other that they're all that in a bag of chips right. and doing the work. And,
right.
You know, all some other fun.
Damn kids.
Voting for Ross Perot.
Right. Right. Disrupting the entire political system and giving Clinton an easy walk in. That's what's happening.
Doing some real 90s stuff. Yeah. That's what they're doing. They're just getting 90s as hell up in there.
90s were great. I enjoyed the 90s.
I'm complain. Listening to Boys to Men, PM yeah. Dawn.
Yeah. They had the you had your Fat Boys. That was more 80s though, wasn't it?
Fat Boys, I think.
Tail end.
Yeah. They creeped into the 90s a little bit. I like my fat rapper, period. I think that was all right.
Is that a genre that you would pay attention to, just the fat rappers?
Yeah, I would. I was into that because that was kind of a thing for a while, and it wasn't. They were the big mainstream name, but there were plenty of other posers out there, and you could just get, you know, go.
I mean, that was 90s was a golden era for the fat rapper.
Yeah, it really was.
Easily the best fat rapper of all time, Notorious B.I.G.
Yep.
Big Punisher. A lot of people rapping about fat guy problems, like sitting on chairs and eating a lot.
Yeah. And just... But still, there were mentions of Fat Benjamins and skeezers. You know, they still had plenty of plenty of that
cool
business.
Is that a Kool Moe Dee reference?
I don't know. I just remember
references. I feel like I'm an anthropologist now. References to skeezers date back far to the mid 70s.
But that was a thing, like skeezers on my tip and things like that. That was a way to. Talk about your lady friends.
Ice worm, isolate that.
Yeah, skeezers on my tip. There you go. For second one, you can get that one too. Anyway, sorry, I digress. You've probably got things to say. What do you want to do, man? What do you got?
No, literally, anytime that we can digress. I do want a Pandora station of just fat rappers. Like, just like, that one, I think it's like, I would set the weight limit at 250.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like 250 and up that we're talking about. And really... You should track them by weight at like when they recorded the album. Like maybe if one of them, like if Fat Joe had a big diet situation where like all of a sudden he dipped down below 250, not on the list.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah. He didn't make weight.
Oh, so you couldn't even pull music from when he was fat.
No, you could.
You couldn't play any of his new skinny stuff.
It's exactly. I'm sorry. I preferred his earlier work when he had a greater risk of diabetes.
Yeah.
It's why Wayne Knight is not as popular now. It's the, no one wants to see a skinny Newman.
No.
Nobody does.
He actually put some of that back on and was on some show recently, and it was like the old Newman was back.
Oh, good. See?
Yeah. Good. He's all unhealthy now. Yay!
He knows where his bread is buttered.
Well, it's like the kid, who's the kid?
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill. When he lost all that weight, everybody went, no, you can't do that. So he said, all right, I'll gain it back and be in every movie again.
And boom, Moneyball. Boom, yeah. Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep.
But he's not as fat as he used to. Like, that dude used to be like blimp fat.
Yeah.
Like you look at like a 40-year-old virgin and stuff like that, where he has like cameos. That dude was a butterball. You could just roll him around.
So, and hold your emails, everybody. We're not making fun of fat people, okay? But here's what I want to do.
That guy from Justified just gave us a thumbs up on our Facebook page.
Oh, all good, right, fantastic. That's good.
Yeah, no, we're not making fun of fat people. We're commenting on what we see when we open our eyes.
Yeah, we're seeing how reality.
Much we love their work. Yeah, this has been a celebration of the fat artist.
I agree. Right here. Look, Yahoo Answers. Top 10 fat rappers of all time. This is an actual thing.
Really?
Yeah. Here is the opinion of what everyone has voted up to be the best answer in this group. And that is number one, Ice Cube. Number two, Scarface.
Oh, hold on.
I know. Ice Cube. I know.
Get out of here. Ice Cube is a fat rapper.
He's kind of
I love Ice Cube. I do too. That is horse poo.
I do too. I even like his dumb family movies. I think he's great. But here's the problem with him. He is not... fat, he's just normal. But
no, he's a thicker dude. Like he's not like I'm talking about obese. We're talking like that's what I want, clinical obese.
Yeah. He's not chiseled, if that's what people are looking for. That ain't him.
Oh, yeah. He was Doughboy in that movie. You know, like everybody, like he's a little bit, he's a little rounder.
He was the cameraman in that Anaconda movie there. That was good. I liked him. Yeah. In that.
Man, what a cast. I'm going to mention a movie that has like a really strong cast, but go ahead.
All right. So here's the rest of your list. Scarface. I don't know who that is. Three, The Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
Four, Big Pun.
I forgot about Big Pun.
Five, Raekwon. I don't know who Raekwon was.
Raekwon, the chef of the Wu-Tang Clan.
That was like I used to know a developer who made video games named that online, but anyway, that ain't him.
Raekwon, the chef?
Yeah, no, Raekwon, the developer. Let's see, six, Rick Ross. Seven, Gift Rick of Ross. Gab. I don't know who Gift of Gab is.
Gift of Gab is, I believe, oh man, I'm gonna die because I can't remember the group he's in, but, okay, go ahead.
All right, J Live is another one. Somebody named, and this one seems obvious and almost too easy to put in your list, but the guy's name is Fat Joe, so there's that guy.
Yeah, no, Fat Joe and Big Punisher. Big Punisher, I feel like, should be number one on the list because he died from being fat.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that. You're right. And somebody, all the others' lists had him at like number one or two. For some reason, this one does not have Big Punisher in it. But number 10, Joel Ortiz is in it. So that guy who I don't know.
Poor Joel.
But no fat boys. Nary a fat boy mentioned.
Well, because maybe it's just the solo rappers.
Mm.
You don't like Gift of Gab is in a group, and I don't know how fat his cohort is, but maybe they're just like, oh no, we're only taking one fat guy. Although this list is entirely suspect because Ice Cube top lines it.
Yeah,
that dude is not fat.
Yeah, my favorite is this one on the list where it says number 8, the fat guy from Sugar Hill Gang.
That's actually what he's listed as.
Yeah, the fat guy from Sugar Hill. All right. Anyway, sorry, you were going to say something and I cut you off with this dumb list.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that the Shaft remake, that happened to be on television the other night.
Yeah.
Surprisingly strong cast in the Shaft remake. If you, you know, it's got Samuel Jackson, of course, reprising the role of Detective John Shaft.
Yeah.
But the main villain, the two main villains, Jeffrey Wright, who was in a bunch of other really cool stuff, and Christian Bale. As like the mean racist rich kid,
Walter Wade Jr. He played.
Busta
Rhymes, Tony Collette.
Dude, like half the cast of The Wire.
So the cast is good. How's the movie?
Terrible. But it got me thinking. Like, what are movies that like especially in hindsight, amazing casts, horrifying movies. Like, have you guys run into a few of those on like film set?
Oh yeah, like, yeah. Like Well, I mean, I don't know if this didn't work so much now, but it may have worked back in the day when all of their credit was a little bit higher. But this movie we just saw, the Nothing But Trouble thing with Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, John Candy.
That crew.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, all of them, you could look at all of them and go, man, some of my greatest memories involve those guys in movies. But that movie is horrendous.
Mm-hmm. No, horrific. That's a pile of poo.
Yeah, it's a big pile of poo.
But you want to know what? You could probably say the same thing about like this, the more current, like, you know, because the comedians, they tend to group together.
Yeah.
Especially like when they all come up or if it's like an SNL thing. Because like there are plenty of movies that have
clusters of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That they have like the same cast that of all the like, you know, the Adam Sandler guys or the Will Ferrell guys.
Right. The Apatow guys. Exactly.
Like, they all kind of, and like, some of those movies are garbage. Like Will Ferrell's done movies that are just, like, horrendous, but yet they have all the same people that are in, like, Wedding Crashers or something like that. Or, sure. or Anchorman that are, like, really funny.
Yeah, they're definitely, that happens a lot now. But, I mean, I'm trying to think of a movie. What was it, 47 short movies, or what was it called? It was, like, a year ago or 2 years ago.
Oh, Movie 47.
Movie 47.
You know, with Hugh Jackman.
Had everyone in it.
Oh, yeah.
Kate Winslet. No.
And it's crap. Like, garbage poop.
Sketch comedy movies in general, I mean, like, unless it's, like, Monty Python, you're really, like, it's a hard genre to do well.
Mm.
You know, to just have, like, oh, we have 17 amazing funny premises, because I don't know if you've noticed this, most movies can't do it with one premise.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
most movies fail on one premise. So if you have 17 and 10 of them are funny and 7 of them are just a waste of your time, then it's like you're good for a batting average, but yet 2/3 of your movie.
Right. People aren't going to remember all the good ones. They're going to say, oh my God, there was some real crap to slog through in that film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody remembers, like, oh, that was that one thing that was really funny, but it only lasted for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Movie 43, by the way.
Oh, 43. Yeah. That's right,
I gave it extra 4 things for some reason.
I'll tell you, a movie in that vein that is not terrible is The Ten.
Mm.
It's all about the Ten Commandments, but it's basically the cast of The State.
Oh, I love this. I love The State.
So it's a lot of the guys from like Wet Hot American Summer, Reno 911, those kind of shows. And they do, it's not fantastic. Again, it's a sketch comedy movie, so some of the sketches are better than others, but it's pretty, I don't know. I very much enjoyed it, but I enjoy a lot of those actors, so I would recommend. That's old Jury's sketch comedy
movie. Old Jury's sketch comedy movie review. One quick note about a movie that I just saw on Netflix and just should mention, because it kind of fits with what you're saying. So I watched Stand Up Guys, which is this Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, Alan Arkin deal.
Yeah.
Three of perhaps the greatest actors we've ever had on film. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that is safe to say. And having all three of them together playing aged mobsters, which I don't like on the premise anyway, but you know, whatever. Yeah. The whole space cowboy routine is happening here.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, everybody said, oh, it's supposed to be like Goodfellas for old guys or, you know, whatever. So I watched it because I really like all those actors. And I've never seen a movie with such a terrible movie with better, with such amazing acting and incredible talent. It's one of the weirdest experiences I've had watching a movie lately, where I'm watching three amazing performances, incredible interactions with each other, and yet the movie they're in is kind of terrible. It's really weird.
Whenever you watch those movies, like, you ever like gone to like the supermarket and you see the kid who's like 16 and he's like bagging your groceries and he doesn't want to be there and all he wants to do is like leave and go get high in the parking lot and try to like holler at some girl he met in high school like 2 days ago? Like, that's what the face that all those actors make in those movies. Like, and it's like they are only there for the paycheck.
Yeah. You know,
the difference is that kid's paycheck is going to be $37 at the end of the day. And for them, it's like $5 million, $6
million.
But they all get to go to New York.
And they're really good. And that's the thing is, I'm not even sure I'm watching them act. I'm pretty sure I'm watching them just talk to each other. But yeah, that is really good. They're really compelling, even just doing that. If that's them half-assing it, man, that's a hell of a half an ass.
Well, it's a good ass.
Yeah.
You know? It's a hell of a half an ass.
It's a big old cheek.
It's a nice. You put enough cheeks together, and all of a sudden, you're like, what am I looking at?
It's a full
like
ass.
A fruit salad.
Triple ass.
Triple ass.
Yeah, but they're good. I mean, it was really good, but the movie itself, I just kept, the whole time, my brain was going, oh, these guys are awesome. Oh, this movie sucks. Like, it was a real conflict for me, and I feel bad about it. But anyway.
You want to know it's a show that's good that I watched, like, 3 episodes over the last 2 days because I wasn't caught up? The Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones.
You ever heard of the Game of Thrones?
Yeah, the Game of Thrones is a big deal with the kids. The kids really like that show.
Good. Well, I mean, it's always good, but, man, these last few episodes have been fantastic.
I am 2 behind, so I got to catch up there. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say this last episode is, like, and this happens like every year. I'm like, that's about as good as television gets. Like, I don't know if there's like, you know, there's just everything that is relevant to my interests. There's like pirates telling pirate stories and naked ladies and like, you know, political intrigue and then like
courtroom drama.
Oh yeah. And then they turn, it's like, oh yeah, by the way, like, all right, so what have we done on this show? I don't know. Everything. Brutal murders, titties, like what haven't we done? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. How about a courtroom drama? Boom. Let's
dunk,
drop
dunk.
Like
yeah
exactly. Let's go straight Law and Order, like on this show, and it is so good.
Yeah. I can't wait for the high speed chase next episode.
Yeah. You gotta get those Mendozas every time. That's great.
It is so good. I mean, I don't know. I know this is like the most cliche thing ever, like, you know, young man in the target demographic enjoys television show. Like,
No, you're not wrong, though. I mean, it does feel like a gift, and you just hope it keeps giving for as long as they can give it, you know?
And I'll say, for anybody who likes the books, and with the notable exception, there was that whole, like, you know, scene with Jamie and Cersei that was portrayed different in the show than it was in the books, that I think people would ring up as the notable exception. But, like, I'll tell you what, I found a lot of the source material that they're going through now a little fatty. Mm-hmm. And, like, the show is amazing for how much they're making, like, plot lines that aren't tremendous, that didn't really resonate with me in the books, resonate with me in the series. Like, everything's folded on top of each other so well. Yeah. And so tight. And
they figured out how to take that fat meat and lean that thing up real good without you feeling like you're losing stuff, you know?
There was also a spoiler from a couple weeks ago, the final scene, and I don't want to say what it is, but it's something that hasn't even been revealed in the books yet.
Yeah, people are pissed.
That really got people up in arms.
And they didn't know what they were seeing until the credits.
Exactly. Until the name of the person was revealed.
And yes, he's at home writing that. He's got his suspenders on, his weird hat on, and he's home writing that thing now, and nobody's even heard of it yet. It didn't really, as a lover of the books and the show, it didn't really bother me too much. I know some people are real
up
in arms.
I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about, to be honest.
I'll just put it this way. You ever touch a baby on the cheek with your finger?
Oh.
So that whole thing and dude, what did it? That's all I'll say. Dude, what did it is the spoiler point.
Come see the baby. When are you going to come over and
see
the baby?
Come see the baby. He's got glowing blue eyes. But that part is not the spoiler. The part that is who's perpetrating it, and that's the big deal. So it's not that big a deal. I don't know.
So what, they have, like, you know, like the credit for mocap guy, what touched the child?
Well, they have a credit for who that character is, that is someone.
Yeah,
that
he's a specific important thing, I guess. Yeah. Coming.
Having not caught up to Dance with Dragons. I'm out of the loop on this because I was in Mexico doing down by Mexico
doing
way,
some,
I guess.
Doing some yoga.
Yeah.
Doing some Zen.
That's right. You were.
Yeah. You, Zen's sure. Zen, baby.
That's right. Zen's they make Zen. The freshest Zen down there. Well, good. You're traveling home. Everything going good. Anything else you want to. You got anything to pimp? You got anything cool happening?
Of course, Night Attack tonight. I'll tell you what, if, number one, I ran into, again, it always delights me whenever I get to see, I saw some Tadpool, people, or at least Tadpool person at that beer, bourbon and barbecue, festival.
Oh,
and it always warms the cockles of my heart whenever anybody that listens to me on this show or the spoiler show or anything else that I do with you guys, comes and finds us on Night Attack or finds me on Twitter or just wants to say hi. So, I think we're going to try and work out. I'm going to be back in Charlotte in about a month and we'll try to do a meetup. So if you are in the North Carolina area, keep your eyes glued on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And we'll set up a little night to go hang out in downtown Charlotte.
That's an awesome idea.
Sweet.
One thing I was going to just say, and I totally forgot what it was. It was specific to you. Oh, I know what it is. Before you go.
Yeah.
There is a rumor floating around. You may not have heard this yet. I don't know. There's a rumor floating around that the on-air argument, let's call it, that you and Brian Brushwood had on Night Attack was staged in another one of your pranks. Any truth to this?
Good God. It would, number one, I really don't know, like, not to say that all of our schemes are necessarily hatched by the greatest minds of their generation.
Yeah.
But I have no idea where if somebody can explain to me where it would benefit us to scream at each other.
Ratings, baby, ratings.
Right. In the follow the money portion of investigative journalism.
Yeah.
I don't quite get what the end result was. And then also it's like me and Brian are not that good of an actor. None of our schemes have really involved us acting in any kind of capacity.
Yeah.
No, that was
the real deal.
Fortunately, real deal Holyfield. It was really uncomfortable.
Well, the reason I think the reason that people should not have this conspiracy theory is this, and this is my own take, okay? Because I don't believe it was staged. I think the reason you shouldn't do that is because whenever they have done a scheme, it has always been you guys in on it.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're part of the team on that deal. Because it's always like, we're going to do a fake book, but hey, you're going to help us get it to number 10 on iTunes or whatever. Like, whatever it is, they're accomplices, right? This would have been total departure from that. And that's why I call baloney, because A, you're not interested in punking your own people.
No.
Yeah. So put it to rest, conspirators.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that anybody would think that. Like, I not to say that. I mean, hey, listen, like, I get, you know, you look at something long enough, and all of a sudden it starts to look differently. It's like some of those words that you say over and over and over again, they just start sounding like different words.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand it, but at the same time, man, oh God, I wish it were fake. I wish, you know, that. Although I'll tell you what, it actually wound up being really good in the long run, because in the grand scheme of talk therapy, it was good to kind of.
It's like Mexican yoga. It's soothing. I get it. I know. It clears things out. It's
by
good.
The way,
yeah.
You want to know? Here, I have a suggestion. I'm gonna give you guys an old programming suggestion.
All right, go for it.
I was listening to TMS PM.
Yeah.
The most recent edition.
Oh Lord.
You need to have that guy on.
Oh. Let me tell you what we're getting. We're getting a very vehement 50-50 on this. We got people going, he should come back and ask more questions. And another half are like, I will never listen to another episode he's on.
Oh, God, really?
Yes.
Listen, you have to understand, it's got to be only five questions, right?
Yeah.
Or three questions. Come up with a number of questions. But that was magic. That was magic audio. Like, and the fact that there's a reaction to it on both ends only underscores my point.
All right.
It was, because it was something where I hated it for the first, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is so awkward.
Yeah.
But then his zeal, his glee,
got into it,
his passion for it, and the fact that, like, as soon as it was revealed just kind of how in-depth he knew, and he knew time codes, and, like, that you had, like, and that were really, these were just asides. Because, like, knowing how you talk, you both of you guys talk, where it's, like, you very throw off, like, the random, like, remind me to tell you about when my dog ate a cow, you know?
Like, remind me to tell you that story later, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
We forget.
Like, how you guys throw that out, and the fact that, like, he didn't, like, all he knows is like, what? That's a great story. I'm writing it down. Like, that's amazing. I'm just saying, just maybe not next week, or maybe not this week. Maybe it's just next week. Just call him and just say, listen, you get three follow-up things.
All right.
And you can ask about it. And then that's it. Because it's also going to be fun for you guys, when you have to pull the switch on it, because you're gonna have to, because it'll keep going forever.
I like it. This is some backroom meeting stuff here we're going through.
Listen, you need to do it. It is absolutely necessary. And all also, right. What's it called? As I texted you, a backdoor pilot is when a TV movie airs.
Oh right.
It is basically like, it's a pilot, but it's shown publicly instead of just screened internally. And then based on the ratings of that TV, they decide to make more shows like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, Buck Rogers did this.
Because somebody also told us it was like when you introduce a character that's going to get a spinoff in a main show. So like having so-and-so appear in Arrow and then he's getting his own show next.
When Flash appeared on Arrow, that's effectively a backdoor pilot. In that, like, they're just testing to see whether or not people in the real world respond to...
Because you've already got your public viewing of something else, and you've inserted it there. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
This happened a lot more back in the day when, like, what was the Baltimore crime one with Richard Belzer? It was called...
Shield?
No.
Oh, Homicide, that's right.
Homicide, Life in the Streets or whatever. Yeah. They did a crossover with Law and Order once. And then eventually, kind of permanently, because the Belzer character from that show is the same freaking character on SVU. He's a transfer, even though they were different networks. That was a weird deal. But that reminds me of that kind of... I don't think they launched that show that way, but it's similar to that. But back in the day, it was like that Battlestar Galactica, Lauren Green era stuff, that movie aired in theaters. Like, you could go to the movie theater.
I'm saying our version of BSG.
Oh, they had a I guess you're right. Yeah, they had this
miniseries. Yeah. And it was like it wasn't promised that they would get a series. It was like depending on the ratings of that miniseries and the critical reaction to it, then they would get something. Like if you remember Knight Rider, they did a Knight Rider like two episode or a mini movie that they wanted to reboot, and that was complete dog poop. But,
yeah, wasn't good.
But yeah, that's what a backdoor pilot is. Not a pilot of a television show watched nefariously or acquired through nefarious means.
It sure has that sound to it, though, doesn't it? Like, it's a backdoor pilot. We got that from some back alley trade or whatever.
No, yeah. Back, yeah. It sounds like.
Although backdoor pilot involves.
Backdoor pilot, huh?
It's, you can find it in certain video stores. It's about an airplane and the pilot and sexual activity.
Exactly.
All right, Justin, have a fantastic time while you're in D.C., man, our nation's capital.
Yes, and this is the circle of life on me saying I'm somewhere. Yeah. I say I'm somewhere. I get maybe like one or two people if they're listening right now that may have possibly already tweeted me. And then like 4 days later, I get, I'm driving in D.C. right now. Are you here?
Where are you?
4 days late.
Yeah. I'm at the Smithsonian. Look for the oddly ethnic-looking guy with the gray-tipped beard. I'll be here.
Old gray tip.
Old gray tips. That's what we're going to call you from now on. Dude, have a great trip. It's been nice hanging out with you and your assistant. And
absolutely.
May your week be filled with backdoor pilots. All right.
Bye.
Jeez. That sounded terrible. What was I saying?
I don't think I would wish that on anyone. He's got to fly somewhere,
I
man.
Know, that was terrible. I shouldn't have done it. All right, we're going to do two emails I saved for last. We're going to rip these out. And they begin with you telling me who they're brought to me by.
Yes, they're brought to you by The Daily Tech News Show, starring Tom Merritt at dailytechnewsshow.com. Hop on over there today. See how tech coverage should be.
That's right. Adam Scott doing the tech news every day.
That's right.
Soot and Brain. I think you were reading into that guy's response about the Annie preview. The guy that went,
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Because yeah. I'm inferring that he's bugged that she's black. I know if I was in that theater with my 19-year-old son, he would have said the same thing. That's because we are there to see Spider-Man, not some curly-haired girl. I myself might have said, oh, come on, because I'm sick of remakes. I don't think race had to be a factor. Thanks, Kim and PA. All right. You're probably right.
Sick of remakes, and he's going to see the amazing
Spider-Man 2. That's funny. Thank you for pulling that out. You're probably right, but I prefer to think the worst of this guy, so I'm just going to keep thinking it. I don't know why. Hello, gentlemen, says Ashley. Jackalope in the tadpool.
Hello, Ashley.
My dad has a photo. My dad took a photo of a jackalope. You know what those are, right? Like
the
rabbit with
half
horns.
Half rabbit. Yeah, exactly.
And they were always fake. Like that was always a thing that people would put on the rabbit. Not Photoshop, but like actual, like hold a rabbit down and...
Oh no! Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they did it with taxidermied rabbits. They didn't do it with live rabbits.
Oh yeah!
Did they?
Oh yeah! So they did. Some people did because they were trying to perpetuate this idea that they existed. And we have a picture of a live rabbit. I think video too in the 80s, early 80s, of a live rabbit down near Lake Powell running around with
right,
horns on
horns.
Its head.
Oh my God! That's
and
that's,
as kids, we thought we were seeing something magical, man.
It's a snipe.
Yeah, it's a snipe. Exactly. Anyway, she says. Excuse me. Hello, gentlemen. I just had a lovely salad full of asparagus for lunch, and it reminded me of how Scott has mentioned that he doesn't have that gene that makes your pee smell weird after eating asparagus. Fun fact, asparagus makes everyone's pee smell weird, but only some people have the gene that allow them to smell it. I am one of those lucky people. Yay for science. Also agree with everyone who loves Daryl and the Stump Trek Nerd. Daryl's the sunshine of my life, is what she said.
That's why he'll always be around.
We don't know the rest. Clearly, we don't know the rest.
I was trying to figure out some sort of pun to put in there. But
I can tell you this, though. When I was on antibiotics and I was and I had some asparagus, I could smell it just fine. But not since then. So I think things can change in your chemistry to make you
sensitive. So you wouldn't even be able to smell my weird asparagus pee.
Nope. You could pee all over me and I wouldn't smell it. Don't do that though. Let's all erase that.
Do we have some space left on the schedule in your tacular?
We got a little meet and greet.
We have
time.
An hour we need to fill between
Brian eat some asparagus and then pee on Scott. 1 hour. Best panel there. All right. Okay. That's it for emails. Thank you guys for submitting them. You can keep sending them to themorningstream@gmail.com. Your feedback, thoughts, and comments and requests and all that stuff are welcome. Although, if you're going to send music requests, send those to cover or TMS requests at coverville.com.
There you go. Well done.
Yeah, it's hard getting that out. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. On Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. Mm-hmm. All on Twitter. Go check it out. Okay, let's go. Let's get out. Oh, a quick note, programming note. There will be a supplementary episode of The Instance going up today, maybe tomorrow at the latest. It's an interview with Christy Golden for her new book, World of Warcraft, War Crimes, which I am still reading about halfway Obama? Through. It's not about Obama, mother-in-law. and it's really good. So, oh, some way to go, haha, funny, some listener at TMS. So I put out a like, hey, if you have any questions for Christy, I'll include them. And I gave a link to a form to fill out. Mm-hmm. And somebody listens to TMS sent one that says, is it about Obama at the bottom? You bunch of yucksters. Anyway, so that'll be later today. Yeah, exactly. It'll be later today. It'll be her and it'll be Mickey Nelson at Blizzard. Those guys are great to talk to. Cool. So very much looking forward to it. Brian, you got anything else? Are we good?
Coming up later today on my channel is From the Helicarrier, the show about the Avengers Alliance game. Just wrapped up season 18. No, season, I can't remember what season number it is. Some season of PvP wrapped up yesterday with server outages and Disney Interactive giving everybody an extra level of swag for their ratings.
So, it's fantastic.
If you're into that game, go check out From the Helicarrier. Later today.
Coverville.com for details.
2 p.m. Yep. Coverville.com/live.
There you go. All right. That's going to do it for us. Music to go? Music yes. to go, please. I'll take it to go.
Music to go. You want this in a cup? In a styrofoam box?
Is it asparagus pee?
It is. Cup, this then. One's going out to Brett. Hey, I'd like to request Lady is a Tramp by Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett for my wife and my 8th anniversary on Tuesday the 13th.
Don't tune out because you heard Gaga. This is pretty different.
This
keep
is
going.
Great.
Keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
I just didn't want them to leave already. It's really amazing.
It is really good. We'll see you at Snowbird. You'll spot me along with my gal in our G.I. Joe costumes. Anyway, here's my read. Farm-raised, homeschooled, 20 years old, and way out of my league. 8 years ago today, against the advice of family and friends, my wife Daisy settled for this lame old schlub. I'd like to request a song by one of her favorites. Could you please play Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett's version of Lady is a Tramp? Thanks. Blow the oboe. Brett, hibbity bibbard, hibbard.
Hibbity bibbard hibbard.
Hibbity bibbard hibbity bibbard hibbard.
All right, I'll take that.
So I didn't realize I was supposed to read all that, but I don't think there was anything unreadable in there. So yeah, this is Lady's a Tramp, covered by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. This was for his album Duets 2, which came out a couple years ago. I cover the song by Rodgers and Hart, but of course famously performed by Frank Sinatra. Lady's a Tramp, and this one's actually a lot of fun. So, yeah, listen,
and shockingly enjoy. Talented Lady Gaga doing her part.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I already knew she had talent. I just didn't know.
What's Lady Gaga doing this day?
I didn't know she could just belt out the crooner music. It's really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of changed my whole view on her. I mean, I know a lot of the stuff is just straight up like Madonna style, like, hey, let's get everyone's attention and be weird. But she's got real chops under there. So anyway, here it is. Lady is a Tramp. Was a Tramp or is a Tramp? Is a Tramp.
Lady is a Tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Right. That's why the lady was a tramp wouldn't roll off the tongue as well. I don't
know. It would be a story of coming of age and
that's right.
Realization and change.
Yeah. So here's something to remember before we go.
If he is still alive, my robots will find him.
Okay, good. That's good to know. I feel better about it already.
Wow.
The lady is a tramp. We'll be back tomorrow. Tom, Merritt, Nicole, everything else we do on Wednesdays. Be here for that. Thanks everybody for being here. We'll see you then.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a
tramp. Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Jeter's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Parkway.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green. Grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh no.
I'm alone when I lower my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Go. So, hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Eggs are getting smaller. Eggs are not getting smaller.